Hello and welcome to the Monday, March 25th, 2013 edition of the Sands and the Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording from Abu Dhabi. Apple on Friday rolled out a two-factor authentication system for its online offerings, like, for example, iCloud. Now, there's a reason that Apple rolled it out on Friday, and that's the fact that a new exploit became known that allows you to reset your Apple passwords using nothing more than an email address and the user's birthday. The exploit took advantage of a hole in the I Forgot Apple tool that's being used to reset your Apple Store and iCloud passwords. The new two-factor authentication system is optional at this point. You have to sign up for it and not necessarily available in all countries. However, until this bug is fixed in I Forgot, it is at this point really the only way to reset your passwords because Apple took offline the old system that allowed you to reset passwords. The new two-factor authentication system does take advantage of iMessage. You do need to register an Apple device like an iPhone or an iPad with Apple, and then this device is being used to send a second factor, which is just a four-digit number that is used to authenticate the user. And while we're talking about Apple, there is also more malware for Apple. The Yontu adware, which has previously only been seen on Windows, is now also available for OS X. This particular adware claims to be a browser plugin that allows viewing of videos. However, instead, it will install itself on all browsers on the system, Safari, Chrome, and Firefox, and then will inject its own ads. And Apple has apparently already updated its XProtect system in order to add a signature for this version of Yontu. And the chief technology officer of the New Jersey city of Hoboken admitted to spying on the city's mayor. Evidently, the administrator was politically aligned with some of the mayor's opponents and then used his access to the city's IT systems to create an archive of all email sent to and from the mayor and forwarded these emails to the political opponents of the mayor. The fact that the email was copied unauthorized came to light when printed copies of the emails were found in the opponent's offices. And later, the complete email archive was found on the CTO's personal computer. And phishers do have a new tool to hide the actual destination of links. This trick, of course, could also be used to spread a malware. Turns out that it's possible to bind an event to the ATAG. The ATAG is usually used to indicate the URL of a link, and this event will then be able to change the destination of the link after the user clicked on it. So in this particular case, a user would be able to hover over the link and the link would show as going to the legitimate site. But as soon as the user clicks on the link is being rewritten and then the user is redirected to the malicious site. At this point, there is no real obvious solutions in browsers that will prevent this or warn the user. However, the author of the particular blog that describes this technique suggests that browsers should monitor for this technique and warn the user if the link is being rewritten to point to a different domain after the user actually clicks on the link. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.